Least it. She was lucky. Siger grinned delightedly. Do it again, he said. She placed three more arrows in a pattern one hand could cover, as fast as she could draw the bow. She heard murmurs from those watching. May I try? Asked Siger. Of course, she said. It is sized for me, though. Dee, it's a strong pull. Siger eased it back from a half-draw. You're right. It's very long for someone my height. I'll leave it to you. But let's see your blade work. Certainly. Pox unstrung her bow and started toward the targets to retrieve the arrows. Don't bother, said Siger. Ho, Sim, go fetch those arrows. A lanky youth in recruit brown jogged toward the targets. Put your bow over here. He nodded to a bow rack. Puck set her bow in the rack and returned to the area Siger had cleared for them. He was ready, sword in hand. Do you want a banda? He asked. Against you? Always. Puck spotted the pile of bandas and shrugged her way into one. She noticed Arkelin standing behind a double row of onlookers. Siger noticed the onlookers. By Tur, will you stand around like cows at a fence row? You want to see Pox fight? You'll be facing her yourselves soon enough. Get on now, to your own drill, or I'll sore the ribs of the lot of you. Go on! The others drew away reluctantly, grouping for their own drill. Pox felt a tingle of apprehension. It had been long indeed since she used a short sword, or had drilled as Siger would drill. She drew the sword and stepped forward. With Siger's first stroke, it all came back. The first stirring of joy she had felt that last night with a Quokken woke and surged up her sword arm. She felt she was hardly touching the ground. They stayed with the drill briefly as Siger increased the pace. Then he shifted to more difficult maneuvers. Pox found that her skill, her instincts, her delight had all returned. Siger got no touches on her for some time. Then, with a clever twist, he turned her blade and tapped her sharply on the arm. He danced back, grinning.
I'd almost thought you beyond me, girl.
Pox could hear effort in his voice. Was Siger the Tireless, getting tired? She wondered if it were a trick, and pressed her attack carefully. You should be beyond me, she said cheerfully. You started first.
Ah, but...
He grinned again as he narrowly countered one of her strokes.
But I'm older now, and slow.
This with a lightning thrust that Pox took on the banda.
You're lucky you wore that, he commented.
A shield would help too, said Pox. Old indeed, slow as an adder's tongue you are. She tried the trick she'd used on him once in Arrhenius, but he remembered the counter.
Your old friend Vic has kept me in practice for that one, he said.
Pox tried another, and this time slipped past his guard to wrap his shoulder.
Ah, he cried. Well enough. Let's see what you recall of formation work. We're not all knights here.
He stepped back and lowered his sword. Pox looked around. Despite their attempts to look busy, it was obvious that most of the cohort had been watching. For some days, Pox was busy and happy, relaxing into the familiar old friendships of her years in the company. Her duties as corporal kept her scurrying from place to place, and she had forgotten a surprising amount of the formation drills. And in every spare minute, her old friends clustered around, asking questions and telling tales. Clearly, they did not mind her promotion. In fact, seemed surprised that she was only a corporal. She herself had more questions than tales. She learned that Pesca, junior captain to Doran in Arrhenius that last year,